Multi-projecting. When I said yesterday that I'm not a single tasker, what I really meant was that I'm not a single projector. I can hyper-focus like a champ. It's one of my greatest strengths and biggest struggles, depending on whether the thing I'm hyper-focusing on is the thing I ought to be hyper-focusing on. For instance, I never care about the state of my closets until I have a book deadline breathing down my neck. And then I'll care about closets for hours. But one project at a time, in an orderly fashion, finishing one before I start the next? Not possible. Not how I'm wired. I am most creative and, to use a word we've all come to loathe for sound reasons, most productive when I have an abundance of projects to move between. A dozen hyper-focus opportunities at the ready is what I'm saying. Thus, the half dozen, stitching projects in various stages of completion scattered around my studio, and the comically long list of books marked currently reading in my Goodreads, to borrow a very young Rilla's misreading of Goodreads many years ago. I've never not seen it that way since. Of course, this means I'm horribly prone to option paralysis. A pocket of free time can be an occasion for distress. Suddenly, the thing that was the only thing I wanted to think about while I was working loses its allure, or at least seems no more or less alluring than any of the other creative projects I was yearning to dive into, or the stack of books I was aching to read, or the poem I was burning to fiddle with. As for the closets, I've forgotten they exist. I've learned that in this state of curious misery, I have to pick up any book, any embroidery hoop, any drafts notebook, it really doesn't matter which. If I can stick with it for 60 seconds, I'll be consumed by it for hours. A fun thing about being wired this way is that once or twice a year, I'll realize I have a whole bunch of projects that are all pretty close to the finish line. Then I go on a finishing spree, which is super satisfying. How about you? Are you a one project at a time person? Is anybody a one book at a time person? This post appears on the blog of me, Melissa Wiley, at Here in the Bonnie Glen, melissawiley.com/blog. It was published on January 5th, 2023.